What's the matter with you?
For running out to Percy last lesson.
Ah, Gary wouldn't know, that's all. Isn't it,
well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Now, the lesson today concerns the early explorers of Australia.
It doesn't concern us.
No, just the explorers. I'll talk to them.
Well, can I go now?
Yes. No, look, come back here, Bottomley, and stop being idiotic. It's not going to do you a halfpenny of good getting me all confused and jumbled up today, because nobody leaves this classroom until we've gone through all the work that I've scheduled.
Ah.
And stop saying that, too.
Who are all those people, sir?
Well, get them out of here. I won't...
Written on the blackboard, sir.
What?
Who are those people written up there, sir?
All right, Stanford, look, we'll come to that in a minute. That's a list of the people who were responsible for the discovery and exploration of Australia.
What, all those?
Yes.
Stryker must have been hard to find.
Yes, it was, rather. They Bottomley.
Yeah?
Do you bruise very easily?
No, I don't think.
Ah, well, you'll be a mass of bruises in a minute if you don't stop these casual remarks of yours.
But Stryker, I was only...
Hold your tongue!
Tough guy, huh?
You said it, brother. Yes, and I should have done that right at the start. Now will you keep that mouth of yours closed?
Strike that earth!
I know it did, and you'll get some more if you're not very careful.
Yes, sir.
Pipe down. I mean, keep quiet.
Yes.
And look at the blackboard, both of you.
Yes.
Last lesson, we talked of Dampier, Tasman, and Captain Cook. Now, the next man I want to talk about is Flinders.
Oh?
Flinders. Who's he, Stamper?
He's the next man you want to talk about.
Exactly. No, I don't mean that, you idiot.
No, sir.
No.
No, that's the wrong thing.
Of course it is, because it have you pardon?
I just said that was the wrong thing.
Is it?
Well, my father reckons it's wrong to talk about people.
Does he?
Yeah, he reckons it's not the right thing at all.
Bottomley.
Yeah?
I hear quite enough about what Greenbottle's father says and does without you talking and telling me about yours.
But Strike, he knows as much as Mr. Greenbottle.
He probably knows a whole lot more. I'd be very surprised if he didn't, but that's not the point. If I want to talk about Flinders, I will. I've no intention of saying anything scandalous about him.
Why not, sir?
Well, I can't remember exactly when it was. What? Stanford, will you stop asking ridiculous questions? Because there's nothing scandalous to say, that's why not. We can learn a lot from Captain Flinders.
Oh, he's a school teacher.
Yes. No, of course he wasn't a school teacher.
No, of course not.
No. But what do you know about it?
Well, you said you could learn something from it.
Exactly, and you can't learn anything from a school teacher?
No.
All right, then. And, now... What? Now, wait a minute. Listen. And that's the second time you've had the stick already this lesson. And you've probably deserved it on each... You've thoroughly deserved it on each occasion. If I have any more trouble with you, you'll be kept in after school. Every time... Oh, and here comes public slow coach numbers 1 to 43 inclusive.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you, Greenbottle? Don't you ever arrive anywhere on time?
Yes, of course I do.
Well, I wish you'd get yourself into the habit of arriving at school a bit more punctually.
Yeah.
Yes, what?
Yes, well, it's not my fault if I'm a deep thinker.
No, well, I didn't suggest... If you're a what?
A deep thinker.
A deep thinker?
Yeah.
What's that, a bloke writing poetry down a well?
Exactly. Quiet.
I've never been down a well in my life.
All right, nobody said you had.
Yes, Bottomley said that.
No, I never.
Bottomley, will you be good enough to mind your own business? This has got nothing to do with you at all.
Yeah.
Yes, what?
Yes, well, I don't write poetry at the bottom of a well.
No, but... all right, Greenbottle, there's no need to go on with that. You can write it on the top of the roof, as far as I'm concerned.
Then Mother won't let me get on the roof.
Won't she?
No, because last time I tore all the ashes.
Yes, well... The Hessian?
Yes, our roof's made of Hessian.
What's the use? What's the use?
Well, it's better than nothing at all.
All right, well, I didn't say it wasn't. And I wish to goodness you'd stop this business.
Yes, but I was just telling you about our roof.
All right, well, don't. I don't care if you haven't got a roof at all.
No, well, we didn't have for a long time.
Oh, it's not true.
Yes, it is. In the wet weather, you have to have an umbrella to go down the patches.
The wireless...
Perhaps
that might keep you quiet for a while. I must have told you thousands of times that the peculiarities of your home are of no interest to us at all.
No.
Shut up.
Yes.
And at all events, Greenbottle, I asked you why you were late, not whether your roof was made of Hessian or not.
Yes, but that just came out in the conversation.
Oh, did it? Well, put it back again. Forget it. And just explain to me why you weren't here at the proper time.
That was because he's a deep thinker.
Oh, yes. That's what it was. Is your name Greenbottle?
Me?
Yes, you.
No, my name's Bottomley. You must remember me.
I know the face. I just can't place the tie. No, wait a minute. What are you talking about?
He was talking about me.
Did it? No, I wasn't.
I'm the deep thinker.
But you and I's not Bottomley.
Yes, but I don't think.
Well, I was talking about a lad called Bottomley.
Ow!
And just how long you think I can put up with that sort of business, Bottomley, I don't know. You seem to get no end of pleasure out of just starting an argument.
Yes, sir.
All right, Chatterbox, there's no need for you to keep yapping all day long.
Nice.
And Greenbottle.
Me?
When you're asked to keep quiet, you talk all day. But when I particularly ask you to tell me something, you don't.
Yeah, aren't I funny?
Yes, it's peculiar. Listen, you'll be an undertaker's asset in a minute. That's what you'll be.
Yeah, all right.
Look, what is all this rot about you being a deep thinker?
Yes, well, that's right.
And if it is right, which I strongly deny, I can't see how that can possibly make you late for school.
Oh, yes. Well, I can't sort of get up on time.
Oh, can't you? You can't sort of get up on time.
No.
Well, now, will you sort of ought to?
Yeah.
And I still don't see how the deep sea diver the deep thinker comes into it.
Yes, but that's what makes me so tired at night. I can't get to sleep.
Yes, well, I should think to turn your brain over would be the work of an army.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it wouldn't.
Well, never mind about that. Look, this is just piffle, the whole lot of it.
No, well, I can't help it if I can't get to sleep.
Oh, what rubbish. Well, why don't you count sheep or something?
Yes, well, I do.
Oh, you do count sheep?
Yes.
And doesn't that send you off to sleep?
No.
Why not?
They're all black ones.
Oh, I see, black sheep.
Yes, why? Yes, well, I can't see them. That's the trouble.
Quiet. Nobody gave you all permission to start talking.
Ah.
And Greenbottle.
Yes?
You stay in and do an essay after school for wasting our time.
Yeah,
And be very careful or you'll get the stick as well.
Yes, but I was only telling you.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Right. And now that more than half the lesson is gone, perhaps we can get on with our work.
Yeah.
Right. And now, how far have we got? What were we talking about when Greenbottle came in?
This chap Flinders, sir.
Oh, yes.
You're going to tell us some scandal about him.
So I was. Well, they do say that no, I wasn't. Look, I wasn't going to do anything of the kind.
Oh, go on, sir.
No, you'll only repeat it.
No, I won't breathe a word.
Then why did you listen? Well, that's the finish of you, Bottomley. About four times a day, you carry on with that nonsense, and I'm fed to the teeth with it.
Yes.
So you can stay in with Greenbottle, and you'll both do an imposition.
Strike, I wanted to go bird nesting.
Can I come too? No, I mean, oh, did you? Well, you won't be able to now. You'll stay in and make up for the time that you've wasted.
Same as me.
Yes, the same as Greenbottle. All right, look, there's no need for you to say anything.
Yeah, no.
Right, well, we return once more to Flinders.
Yes.
Who was he, Stanford?
I told you before, sir.
You told me what?
I told you I don't know.
Did you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, I'm glad you've explained that again.
Yes.
You had me worried for a moment. I thought you were going to use your brains.
No. Yes, I was, sir.
I could, sir,
but I don't know him at all.
Don't you?
Yes, sir. He must have been before my time.
Oh, well, I thought perhaps he... Before your time? Of course he was, you nitwit. He came to Australia about 150 years ago.
Yes, well, he must have missed it.
Yes, got lost in the crowd somewhere. Greenbottle, there's no earthly reason why you should try and pass funny comments. You haven't got any idea of the answer yourself.
Yes, I have.
Oh, you have?
Yes, I know all about him.
Well, go on. Who was Flinders?
He was a builder.
Yes, but he... A builder?
Yes.
Rubbish, Greenbottle. He was nothing of the kind.
Aye. He must have been.
Oh, so I don't know what I'm talking about. Is that it?
Yes, well, he'd have to be a builder to put up a railway station.
Would he?
Yes, I'd never ask a butcher to do it.
Never ask a butcher?
No. If a man was used to putting up a string of sausages, they wouldn't say, hey, stop that and put up a railway station.
Wouldn't they?
No, of course they wouldn't.
Now, look, just a minute. What on earth are you talking about? You're just rambling. You've been rambling on there for the last 5 minutes like a prized baboon.
No, I haven't.
And I say you have. Look, there's not an atom of truth in anything you've said.
Yes, but how could he put up a railway station if he was a butcher?
Well, he couldn't. And I didn't say he could. And what's more, he wasn't a butcher.
No, I know. He was a builder.
Exactly. And so it's not a bit of good. You tried... No! Greenbottle, allow me to tell you once and for all that he was not a builder. And he had nothing to do with putting up a railway station.
Yeah, and
he did not put up a railway station.
Haven't you ever heard of Flinders Street Station?
No. Yes, of course I have. But Flinders didn't put that up, you idiot. As a matter of fact, you're closer to the right answer than you usually are. Flinders Street Station, or Flinders Street, was named after Flinders, but he certainly didn't put up the station.
Why not, sir?
He wasn't in the union, and you can't... What? Stanford, if I have to tell you about asking silly questions again, I'll throw you out of the window.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I don't think you've got a very good grip of this subject.
No, well, I haven't gone into it very carefully, but I... Oh, don't you? Well, look, I'd like you to know that I know 10 times more about it than you do.
And that wouldn't have to be much.
No, you're... Bottom, are you being cheeky again?
No, sir, I'm on your side.
Are you?
Yeah, I said you wouldn't have to know much to know 10 times more than Greenbottle.
Yes, he would.
Look, you keep that mouth of yours closed, Greenbottle.
Yeah.
And it'd be better if you didn't make these comments at all, Bottom. Irrespective of whether you're on my side or not, if you'd only apply your brains to your work, we might get somewhere.
Ah.
Yes, so... And do you know anything about it?
About what, sir?
About who was Flinders?
No
idea, probably. You can sit there and make comments about the other boys, but you're not even prepared to try yourself.
Yes, I am.
Well, go on, try. Who was Flinders?
George Washington.
Who?
George Washington.
Yes?
You know, the fellow that cut down his father's cherry tree with a hatchet?
Yes.
Well, he's no relation.
Isn't he?
Nah, different family altogether.
Oh, well, what?
A lot of people get those two confused.
George Washington was a friend of my old man.
No. I just thought I'd clean that up.
My father knew him too, sir.
Yes, they used to have morning tea together.
All right, look, if everybody is going to be ridiculous, I'm leaving.
Yes, sir.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.